Duncan started his visit with what he called his favorite part of the day. He and Georgia's First Lady Sandra Diehl took turns reading Roar, a noisy counting book, to a class of four-year-olds.
Roar is the little lion cub. Who will play with me? One red monkey rushes up the what?
Tree.
Up the tree, good.
Friendly little lion cub.
Afterwards,
a
panel which included Duncan, Governor Nathan Deal, and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed discussed the future of early childhood education. Governor Deal said he recently suggested to Duncan a different funding model.
My idea to him was that if they would just simply block grant the millions of dollars that are being spent in Georgia on Head Start, that we could do a much better job with it because, quite frankly, the quality of education in our system is better than the Head Start program.
Head Start is a federal program that serves low-income children between ages 3 and 5. It's run by the Department of Health and Human Services. Deal said Georgia's pre-K program serves students better.
We have higher qualifications for our teachers, for example, than Head Start does. We have a structured educational environment where we think it will produce better results.
Duncan didn't commit to block grants, but he did suggest there may be a step in that direction.
With the president's plan, the goal would be for Health and Human Services to focus on our babies, our 0 to 3-year-olds, more home visiting, which has, again, huge benefits.
The education department would then focus on kids 4 and up. The president's proposal suggests funding the $75 billion program through a controversial new cigarette tax. Governor Deal said he doesn't support paying for the plan that way. Duncan said he's open to other suggestions. Martha Dalton, WABE News.